Everywhere you went, there were military vehicles and just piles and piles of them, hundreds of men, but so well hidden that you really couldn't see them until you knew where they were there. But on one occasion, we had to go to Winchester Prison. I think there were some prisoners there that he had to deal with. And the vehicles were absolutely... there wasn't an inch between them. And it really was quite fantastic. And then the day before D-Day, we went down to Barton Beach just to look. You couldn't get down onto the beach because of the all the wire along the beach. It was forbidden. But the sea was absolutely covered with boats from one side to the other. You couldn't believe it. And then all the, on D-Day itself, all the aeroplanes going across, you know, hundreds and hundreds of them. I mean, they just went on and on, hour after hour after hour. You just couldn't, you know, it was fantastic, really.